The local chapter of the World Apostolate of Fatima is inviting the entire community to come and join them and hear the message from Fatima that is more relevant today than ever. It's coming up Saturday, July 26th. It is the 100th anniversary of the first Saturday Devotion and Reparation. And joining us today is one of the dynamic speakers who will be there to talk to you more about saving this church in America through the message of Fatima. And it is our good friend, Deacon James Thurman. Good morning, Deacon James. Thanks for being with us again on The Morning Blend.
Oh, it's great. It's great to hear your voice, and it's great to talk about this great message.
Deacon, just for our listeners, tell us a little bit about that area of Fatima you have been there to visit. I know for myself, it was life-changing to visit the grounds there. Tell us about your experience in Fatima.
Yes, I went on a pilgrimage trip with the Oblates at through the Mount Angel Abbey and the monks, and we went to Spain and Portugal, and we visited Fatima, and it was definitely one of my dreams to go, because it was a real important part of my life and my own spiritual journey of hearing what the Fatima message, and going there and seeing the reality of visiting the little children's homes, and seeing how the village is still that small little village that Our Lady appeared to, and the idea that this little place has, and this movement from this message from heaven, from this little place, has changed the world and has brought so many people closer to Our Lord and Our Lady, and has saved many souls and continues to by its message.
Absolutely. You cannot help but be changed when you step onto those vast grounds there in Fatima, Portugal. But many people will not be able to make that trip. And that's why there are events like the one coming up that'll allow you to experience that message right here in Portland. It's coming up on Saturday, July 26th. It will be at Holy Rosary Catholic Church here in Portland, and you can find out more information online. Deacon James, it's the 100th anniversary of that first Saturday devotion and reparations. And that's been making reparations was a part of so many of the messages that Our Lady gave to those little children in Fatima. For our listeners who aren't familiar with that message, what does it mean that Mary was asking us to do? First to pray her rosary and to then make reparation.
Yes, I think reparation is just misunderstood. It's not under, it hasn't been preached enough about. I think we don't, even as everyday pew sitting Christians just at the church, just don't know what reparation really means. And it's not foreign to the gospel. It's really just, you know, the world has left God and has left the church and the sacraments. And in 1917, when she appeared, we were in a great war. We're Christian countries fighting other Christian countries. There was a great need that our Lord is greatly offended by this, by violence and by strife and by atheism and a lot of the things that the message of Fatima was, the breakout of Marxist communism and atheism that was destroying countries that were once Christian. It's a tremendous weight that with the Sacred Heart of Jesus was tremendously hurt. And Our Lady was sent to give a message of that we need to get back to our Lord, back to the gospel, back to the sacraments, to pray the rosary. And not just to save your souls, but repair the damage of sinners and the offenses that God has is enduring because the people have left the faith, left the sacraments, and offended God and Our Lady. And so Our Lady gave a message of hope, saying we need to get back. And the reparation is not just to repair our what we've offended to God, and bring and come back and grow in deeper love for our Lord by being prayer warriors, but to pray for the world, and pray for the offenses that has been taking place through the great evils of the world, and to bring people back to the faith, and pray for the people that have left the faith. And that is really what repairing the offenses of our Lord has been happening, because people have left the faith, but then to bring people back through the power of the rosary and the power of prayer to bring souls back to the faith. And that is the Fatima message.
And it, again, is a message that Our Lady gave more than 100 years ago, and now we get to listen to it and turn back to Our Lady again and again. Again, the date is coming up, July 26th at Holy Rosary Catholic Church. The rosary begins at 7:30, then at 8 o'clock Mass, and then Deacon James, along with Mother Mary of the Angels, will begin a series of talk for the entire community. Deacon James, one of the two talks you will also be offering is titled, A Proposal for Saving the Church in America and Our Families. I mean, you're going to help give us the pathway there. Just give us a little brief overview of what people can expect.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Fatima message is what I want to give and to help people understand that we need to repent, have repentance, not just for ourselves, but for the whole world. And the spiritual plan to restore peace is to be prayer warriors, to do penance for our sins and the offenses that we have done against God. And we have to turn back to the Blessed Mother. She's always, she has been the great evangelist. She is the star of the new evangelization. She's the first to bring the good news to Elizabeth, and as the first missionary, the first Christian. She's always led everyone to her son. She never points to herself. She only leads everyone back to our Lord and to know him personally as our Lord and Savior. And the plan is to save America is really to save our families first and foremost, and to be prayer warriors, to get back, to rely on our Lady and the power of her intercession in our own lives. And by living the Five for Saturday devotion, by living a Eucharistic life, getting back to adoration, Eucharist, daily rosary, and consecrating your life and your family to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, which will lead your family back to our Lord and a deeper relationship with his church and the sacramental life. It will strengthen us as Catholics if we live the Fatima message, and that is what I'm proposing, that if you're going to fix the church, you have to fix first the family and strengthen the family.
Absolutely. A powerful message that everyone is invited to be there with. Deacon James Thurman going to be sharing a powerful message for this very special event, the World Apostle of Fatima Retreat. The topic again, Mary, Our Hope, the 100th anniversary of the First Friday Devotion and Reparation. Deacon James, always a beautiful morning when you join us. Thank you so much for your time today. Before we go, can you end us in a prayer and your deacon's blessing?
Of course. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together. We ask you to bless our archdiocese, bless our bishops and clergy, and most importantly, bless our families that are trying to live out this Fatima message. Help us live what Our Lady has taught us, which is confession, adoration, rosary, Eucharist. These are the things that will bring us back. Help us learn to live out this Fatima message. And I bless all of you and your listeners in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Deacon James, thank you so much for your prayer and that blessing. Deacon James Thurman will be at the World Apostolate of Fatima retreat again Saturday, July 26th at Holy Rosary Catholic Church, Siena Hall here in Portland. I will be sure to add information where you can find all of the details. You'll find those links on today's podcast at materdeiradio.com and on the Hail Mary Media app.